You're a naughty little slut waking up. Yeah, your eyes are finally open. Darling, I know it's a little bit dark inside there, but hey, you see that little light? Look down. Down at that little box. That little metal square nestled between your knees, baby doll. Oh, there you are. Hi. You look so cute right now. Oh, you've seen a camera before. Don't look so confused. Camera set up to stream right from your convenient transport to your mama's phone screen. And of course, the earbuds taped into your ears are connected to your mama's phone too, because I know you've always needed a little help listening to me, my little lost lamb. Shake your head all you like, sweetheart. I've got you right where I want you. And you're not getting out. You're where I want you to be. Where you're supposed to be. And where am I? I'm right here with you, baby. Snagged the last private room on the train, and as far as anyone can tell, it's just me and my luggage in here. But, of course, other passengers are still going to be walking by in the corridor between the cabinets, so don't you get too loud in there. Unless you want me to keep kicking you. don't worry. I have plenty of motivation not to hurt you too badly. But you do look really cute when you wince like that. And you know, it's not just Mama watching you, my dear. That girl that you tried to run off with, the one who helped you climb out of your bedroom window because you somehow got it in your head that she could take better care of you than your own mother could. Well, that camera means that she's getting to enjoy watching every single second of your journey along with me. Your eye is going so wide in there. Do you remember now? Those images of last night starting to come flooding back into your mind. How your sweet savior, warrior princess came to rescue the fair maiden and helped you into her car in the dead of night so that you could escape your mother. Escape your life of love and luxury and privilege just because you're an ungrateful little brat who couldn't even see how good she had it with me. Does that sound about right? Do you also remember when your beloved rescuer crashed her car into the gate at the edge of the property because she naively thought that she was driving fast enough to just charge right through it? You know, you were both really lucky that you only got a couple bumps and bruises from that. But I do remember when the staff were helping me pull your unconscious body out of that wreck, all I could think of was, if my daughter really wants to fly the nest, and my little girl really wants to leave home, well, maybe it's time I let her. That's right, baby girl. I found you a new home. A buyer. A husband. And that's where this train is heading. Just a mom delivering some precious cargo for her daughter's wedding day. Oh, my petite little girl. So little that you can still fit into a carry-on bag, even though you're all grown up. I really do hope that you're properly fertile. Gotta say, tiny, skinny little things like you aren't always ready, and, well, that would be very, very bad for you. I am sure that your pussy will feel good for your new owner regardless, but for you, well, I can't deny it is gonna hurt. That little vibe that's keeping your hole busy right now, it is teeny compared to what he has. He showed me what he's working with, and he called his cock a bitch breaker for a reason. Oh, fluttering your eyelashes at the camera. What kind of face are you making, baby girl? You don't need to know his name. Just know that I interviewed a lot of prospective buyers, and I know that he'll take very good care of you. He knows what he's doing, and he's happy to take you in. One of the few requests that he had for you was that you arrive with your pussy only lightly used, which again is why that vibe inside you is nice and petite, it's just a tease. And the plug up your ass, it's pretty small too. All things considered, I made sure to give you something nice and small, wasn't quite sure what he wanted there. Really, out of all of your holes, your mouth is the only one that's being really stretched to its limit right now. That rubber cock keeping your tongue held down. Do you like having all your holes in you, sweetheart? Mama knows how to keep her daughter entertained on a long journey. Oh, and I do mean all of your holes in you, baby girl. Nostrils too, of course. Do you like that? I know it probably smells a little bit plasticky from the tubing, but I hope you like the gas that's flowing right through your airways with every breath. Yeah, it's a complex blend. It's a little bit of a sexual stimulant, which should help you pay attention to that buzzing against your clit. Oh, speaking of hero, just let me turn that up a bit for you. There you go. Oh, and also naturally I had to include some oxygen in the mix. Can't have you suffocating on the way there now, can we? And of course there is a very mild anesthetic to keep your muscles relaxed and keep your mind a little bit loopy. Trust me, your body is not feeling even half as cramped as it would be if you had to go without it. And your mind is not even one-tenth as afraid as you would be if you were completely aware right now. So why don't you just enjoy the high and enjoy that pleasant confusion. Be grateful for the drug. And for the vibe. You like that setting, by the way? Here is. Is that better? Hey, keep looking right at the camera, darling. Let me see if it's working. That getting through to you? Oh, yeah, you do like that, don't you? Mama knows best. You can't come, though, can you? If you're anything like your mother, then you need something a little girthier than that for you to be able to actually finish. When you're right on the edge, you just need something a little wider to clench your needy little pussy around and push you right over that edge, right? I know, baby, I know. And I don't think that your new husband will deny you orgasm for too long once you're in your new home, but we agreed it's just better for all of us if you arrive tight and needy and edged and gooned, so I hope you enjoy the vibe and I like knowing that you're not enjoying it too much. You hear the train coming to a stop, my dear? We're almost there. I'm gonna have to put my phone in my pocket for just a little bit, but you just keep paying attention to that camera, okay, baby girl? You still have an audience, even if it's not me. Make sure that wicked little bitch who tried to take you from me can see just how good your cunt feels right now. And keep listening, darling. We've got a ways to go yet. And as I was saying before, baby girl, I really do hope that you're fertile and that you're primed for breeding. He did say that he didn't mind. I offered him a discount because I wasn't certain of your ovulation cycle, and really I'm not certain how fertile a skinny little thing like you can really be, but he did say that wasn't his priority. He told me the thing that matters most to him is just that you're tight. And I did assure him that your body has had minimal use. So naturally, when you have to adjust to your new owner's cock and have it reshape your delicate little pussy, it's gonna be a bit of a rough ordeal for you. But my darling, trust me, the deepest, oldest, most animalistic instinct hidden away in the core of your very being, it's the desire to breed. As long as you're fertile, a part of you will love getting fucked. Because as much as your corrupted mind is clouded by all these things like the importance of consent and how sex isn't supposed to hurt for women and how a real lover will try to make it feel good for you, your mind might still struggle with all of that fucking nonsense, but your body knows better. Your womb knows it needs to be full. Doesn't matter by who, doesn't matter how. Deep in your core is that need to reproduce, and that will overpower everything else. If you just be a good little girl and let it, you are going to be raped, and you are going to be cummed inside. And you were gonna get it over and over and over and over again until you're completely overflowing. And there's nothing that you can do to stop it. The best thing that you can do is just learn to enjoy it, and trust me, nothing will awaken that primal joy of breeding better than a hot load pumped straight out of the balls of a powerful man as deep inside you as it can go. That's what's best for you. And what's best for me? Well, that's selling you, making you someone else's problem. As for what's best for your husband, well, that's getting to do anything that he wants to you forever. But most importantly, Mother knows best, and what's best for you is to quit trying to be a person and just embrace being nothing more than a breeding whore. I just hope your body's ready for a baby. Oh, hush now, baby girl. I was a little younger than you when I got sold to your father, and look at me now. I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm taken care of, and all it took was spreading my legs like a good girl is supposed to do, and learning to behave myself like a proper lady, and just taking cock and taking cum. That kind of peace and that kind of eternal happiness, it's all I want for you, sweetie. I might not have been able to make you into a good daughter, but with just a little help, I know you'll be a good wife. And you'll be such a good mother. We will get that feminism nonsense washed right off of your brain, I promise. If only your father could see you now. Really, it should be him walking you up the aisle to your new life. It should be him giving his little girl away. I just wish he'd been able to stay alive a little longer. Maybe he would have been able to raise you right and help you keep your eyes on the prize. Then again, maybe it was just as well that he didn't live long enough to have much of a hand in raising your brothers. Because if those two were anything more like him, well, there might not be very much left to sell. Oh, your whimper's getting a little louder. Oh, is it the bumpy cobblestones making that vibe in you bounce around a little bit more? Or was it just that reminder of your brothers? Did you just realize that being away from Mama means that you're never gonna see them again? Or is it that they got a little bit too rough with you when you were little? I could only do so much raising all three of you by myself. But I'm sure that you would have told me if they played too rough. You weren't always brainwashed by that bitch of a girlfriend. There was definitely a time that if one of your brothers took your cherry, you would have come running right into Mama's arms to fix it. Then again, I imagine that if one of them did it, they'd come running to me to brag about it, too. I know that you can't see it for yourself, but your new home is actually in sight right now. Not too far to go now, baby. But no, really, you've got me wondering if your brothers really were playing with your body too rough at... No. No, they'd know how to make their mama proud. Was that the problem with you? You heard how your big brothers would tell Mama all about the ladies that they were fucking. And you'd see how Mama's face would just light up with pride. And you thought if you started fucking around with the ladies too, it would make me just as proud and just as happy. Honestly, if that was the case, then I wish you would have just told me how you're feeling. There's nothing wrong with liking pussy, sweetheart. I like fucking women, too. But really, it's dessert. Getting to fuck a lady, it's the little treat that you get after you've already swallowed all of your vitamins. You gotta have your veggies before dessert, right? I wasn't about to let you escape to an unhealthy life of only ever having to eat sweets. Not when I know what you really need, what's really healthy for you. Okay, we're in the final stretch, baby. You just keep breathing in that fun drug cocktail while you can. As soon as we get you inside, you are gonna go back to being awake and being aware and being unhappy. For now, you just try to enjoy this last couple minutes of being drugged and in the dark. You'll probably end up missing it before long.
Hi, we spoke on the phone. I have that package you ordered.
And welcome home, baby girl. Hi, it's a pleasure to meet you face to face. Oh, you can just call me Mama. We're about to become family, after all. You want to help me get your bride unpacked? I hope your girlfriend enjoys the unboxing video. Careful, let me just get those out of her nose. Yeah, her muscles are still going to be over-relaxed and weak for a while still. Oh yeah, feel free to just pull her out of it completely. What did I tell you? She is light as a feather. And as I said before, she is completely untrained, so I'd recommend keeping the handcuffs on for now. I'll be sure to leave you the key before I leave. And I do also want to warn you that if you take the tape out of her mouth, she's probably going to spit that dildo out and just give you an earful. Well, okay, if that's what you want.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I should have asked you permission before giving your property a bruise. Old habits, I guess. I hope that this doesn't change the terms of our purchase agreement.
Purchase? I am not yours to sell. I'm your daughter. I'm not your toy.
I did just say you're my daughter. Mine.
That is not what I meant.
Oh, come on. What else could it mean besides that I possess you? In lieu of your father, when he passed away, he left everything he owned to me.
No.
And you were his property as soon as you were born. So when he passed on, you became mine. And now you've become his.
Listen to yourself.
I possessed you, but I don't anymore. Because the money's already changed hands, darling.
Look, I don't know what kind of fucked up shit my mother has been telling you, but you can just give the money back and I get...
And there's your first taste test of the product.
No.
I wish that I had time to tell you to kiss the bride.
Don't.
Here, let me just grab that camera so that your audience can enjoy this magical moment with me.
I'm gonna have the rest of the second.
I hope you're enjoying the show, slut. Whenever you see her look unhappy, just remember, I only set this up because you decided to steal my daughter from under me. Anytime you see her suffering, it's your fault. And I really hope that you enjoy watching her displeasure transform into ecstasy. I hope you enjoy watching her learn the greatest joy a woman can learn. The gentleman's agreed to keep the stream updated frequently for every step of the way. Oh, and speaking about turning into pleasure, sir, you don't mind if I stick around while you consummate your wedding, do you?
Mother, please, please, Mother, this is insane.
Oh, don't be so formal, baby girl.
Mama, you're not really going to...
Don't touch me!
He's only taken the teaser out of your pussy, darling. I sent him a lot of lovely photos of you for the sale, and now your husband gets to discover if you're as good on the inside as you are on the out.
Please, please, this is crazy. It's not too much to stop this, okay?
Oh, hush, sweetheart. This is for the best. You just keep your eyes on your new owner now.
No.
What? That's really something.
Oh my god.
No. See? I told you that he had a lot to work with.
Oh, this is not happening. This is not happening. This is not happening. It can't be. It can't be.
Wait, that little teaser that you had in you for the journey probably didn't prepare you much for that.
No,
it's gonna hurt.
It can't be that big.
But it's what's right.
No,
and it's what's best for you. And like I said, if you're fertile, then the hormones in your body will help you learn to love it.
Wake up.
So keep your eyes open, darling. This is a sacred moment.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Take it in.
I don't...
You've always been such a naughty little girl. Such a terrible daughter.
Stop.
You'll be a good wife.
Mama.
You're already taking cock like a good wife.
Mama, make him stop. Mama, please make him stop.
Oh, my good, sweet little blushing bride. What about this do you not understand yet? That cock owns you. The man attached to that cock that's pressing up against your cervix right now, he is your husband. He is your master. He is your owner. Don't you get it? Don't you feel it? It's for your own good. You're too stupid to accomplish anything else. You're pathetic. You are just holes, and you have to learn to accept that. It shouldn't take too long for the gentleman's cock to help you understand. All you have to do is serve. Just do what you're told and accept what you're offered. No more thinking. Doesn't that sound nice? Okay, sir, I know that I did say that I would only observe you consummating your marriage, but I did bring a few things to help her get adjusted. You can consider them part of her dowry. What do you think?
No.
Great, let's do it.
No, just, oh my god, please follow it.
Her mouth for just a sec, she might get loud. Baby girl, you remember how I told you that gas you were breathing in on your journey contained a bit of a sexual stimulant? I'm sure it made the teaser feel a lot better, but unfortunately that gas leaves your system pretty quick after a couple breaths. Do you miss that feeling? Do you miss the way that makes you tingle, gives you that heat? Mm-hmm. It's similar chemical that we have in the syringe here, but this one will last a lot longer. God, the way that your thighs are held down by him just putting his weight onto you. He's not even holding them with his hands, but you should hold them still. You really should hold your legs still, darling, because the needle's going into you no matter what. But trust me, this area of your thigh right here, it's not going to hurt nearly as badly as it would if I stick this somewhere else, so you just hold still. There you go. Little poke. There you go. still no good with needles. Do you want Mama to kiss it better? Oh, my poor little baby. You're gonna be okay. It's going to help you learn to love your new role. Your new role as a wife. And you'll be a better wife than you were a daughter, I'm sure of that. It's just to help. And if you're lucky, you're gonna be a very good mommy too.
What?
And might I suggest also utilizing the bullet now, sir?
Stop. Oh my gosh. Yeah, stop there. Stop there.
I'm sure she'll react nicely.
What did she do? What did she do, Mama? What did she...
Perfect. Here you go.
Wait.
Why? Why should he wait? Why shouldn't your husband put that vibrating bullet right on your clit? Why shouldn't he tape it in place while he fucks you?
Because...
Look right into the camera, baby doll. Tell your dumb little ex why you think your husband shouldn't put that vibe right where it belongs.
It's because it's gonna feel really good. It's gonna feel really good, and I don't want it to. I don't wanna like it. I don't wanna come.
You don't want to feel good. God, do you ever say anything that makes sense? Are you completely brain dead? You really thought that you could make it in this world all on your own? Let the camera see just how good your new owner's cock makes you feel.
Oh my god, you have stuff. Stop it.
But the problem is that it was too small, isn't it? The problem was that you needed something with a little bit more girth to it, didn't you? Something nice and solid and veiny. Like a real flesh and blood cock. Heart pulsing and filling you up. Oh, that's what you needed, isn't it? It's a lot more fun for you to clench around that, isn't it? It feels so good to have it inside of you. Yeah?
No.
Yeah, it feels good for you, yeah?
No, I don't.
Go on, tell your husband how it feels. How does his cock feel?
I don't want to like it, but you do.
You do like it. You love it. You love your husband's dick. You love him milking his cock. Focus on squeezing him tight and on making him feel good. Focus on milking that cock with your muscles. Focus on squeezing your pussy around it real tight instead of thinking about how much your clit must be aching. Think only about your master's cock. Think only about your husband's cock. Squeeze. You're about to come. Come for your husband.
I can't. Oh my god, I can't.
Inside of you and make you come. Clench, baby. Come on, clench it hard. Keep squeezing that thick cock. Clamp down on it as hard as you can. It'll make the cum last. It'll make the cum last so good. Be a good girl. Keep squeezing. Do what Mama says, yeah? Yeah, you keep milking that thick dick. Oh, yeah, you do what Mama says, yeah. Oh, good girl. girl. Good girl, see? See? Don't you like that? Doesn't that feel so much better than whatever you would have been doing right now if that dumb bitch hadn't crashed her car? Yeah? Yeah? Feels so much better than whatever you would have been up to if she didn't let me rescue you from that wreck? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, feels good, doesn't it? Yeah? Say it. Oh, it feels too good, doesn't it? It's too much of a good thing. It's too sensitive. Baby, do you remember what I said earlier about how I'd interviewed a lot of potential buyers for you? Well, the reason I decided to give you to him is because he promised me that you wouldn't get a single break until you admit that this is all that you're good for.
And, sir, I am trusting you to keep true to your word. Take care of my little girl.
It's no, no, it hurts.
It's good.
It hurts.
You love it.
It's getting
love having painful orgasms for your husband. You love being a good wife. A good wife comes when her husband wants her to, even if it hurts. You'll keep coming as long as he wants you to. Oh, give us another big come, darling. I will consider politely asking him to turn the vibe down if you just tell us the truth. Tell us you like it. Tell me. Tell me and tell your husband and tell the dumb cunt watching the live stream. Say it.
I like it.
Oh, you do?
Please, Mama, just take it. Oh.
I think she needs a little bit more of the drug.
No, I like it. I do like having my clit thrust sore, my legs are going numb. I do like it. Because I'm a good wife, and I come when I want. I come when my husband wants me to.
And he deserves to come too.
Yes.
You like it when your husband uses your body to make himself come.
Yes, my husband deserves to use my pussy. He does. He
does. You hurt her, sir. No reason to hold back on her now. Why are you squealing like that, baby girl?
Because he's fucking me. Because he's fucking me harder.
Who?
My husband, my owner. My owner's the one who's fucking me harder.
And why is he doing that?
Because he needs to come. He needs to fuck harder in order to come and to reach the line. He's gonna pat at me hard. He's gonna pat me hard because he needs to get off. He needs to come and he needs to feel.
And why is that, baby?
It's going. Oh my husband. Oh my husband.
For your own good.
It's for my own good. It's for my own good.
You've been a little lost lamb. Time for you to become a real woman by getting knocked up.
Oh, please make me a real woman, sir. Please make me a real wife. Please make me a real woman, sir. Please.
Tell him you're ready for it.
I'm ready for it.
Tell him that you want it.
I want it.
Yeah? You want it? Tell him what it is.
Please, I want to be a good wife and take your cup. Please, I want to be filled up. I want to be filled up. I want you to empty your vows. I want to be a good slut for my owner and take every single drop of him. Please, yes. Please, I need your cum in my womb. I need your cum in my womb. Please, sir. Please own me. Please fill me up. Please fill me up. Please come at me. Please come at me.
Oh, I think it's gonna.
I feel what? I feel my husband's flooding me. I can feel the heat.
Nice and deep, right?
I feel this is stuffed. I'm so... Oh,
right in your womb.
Uh-huh. I'm so upset. I feel so...
You're whole.
You're complete. Yes. Yes.
And you
yes,
like Mama. It.
I like it, Mama.
Tell him.
I like having you come at me, Master. I like feeling you in me deep. I can't wait to have your children. I'm gonna be a good wife for you.
Yes.
I'm gonna be a good wife for my
Yes. Right. Oh, you're making Mama so proud, baby.
I like your coming, my pussy dripping in me deep.
You're ready. You're ready for your new life.
I like it.
You don't like need your mother it. Anymore. You're on the right path now. That's so cute. Come on. You're gonna be so happy from now on, baby doll. Okay. Look at the camera right now, baby girl. Give that bimbo who tried to keep you from all of this joy one last goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, and while you're at it, do you want to say hi to your brothers? They've been keeping her pretty good company the whole time you've been here.
Hi.
Oh, sweetheart. Some tiny part of me was worried that you'd protest that in some way.
No.
You fixed. Yes. I'm so proud of you. And you're gonna be so happy here. So happy for you. Have such a good life. Looks like our end two started. Okay, come on. Now I'll leave you two to enjoy your honeymoon.
Goodbye.
Bye bye, baby.
Bye, Mama. I'm gonna be a good one.